Welcome to the Positively Midlife podcast. We are college friends, now in our 50s, exploring midlife together. Join us on this journey filled with honest discussion on the topics and challenges that are important to women at midlife.
Welcome back to the Midsters podcast. I am Tish, here with my co-host, Ellen. And this week's episode, we want to talk about the importance of Midster women becoming mentors for the next generation of women. We believe that we need to take an active role to bridge that gap for women in the workplace. I believe mentoring is one of the top strategies to help close this gender gap. And I want to pose a question for women to ask themselves in our careers. Are we still dealing with a glass ceiling, or are we just on a broken ladder altogether? So per this study that was done by Zipa in 2021, it was saying that women held only 8.2% of leadership positions at Fortune 500 companies. That's only like 41 women. And of those, only two women were Black women. So two of the biggest challenges that they kind of focused on as difficulties were that women are still held to a higher standard to be considered as successful as their male counterpart. And then the other part was that there are still companies out there that aren't quote unquote ready to hire a woman for a top executive spot. And what I have found and I have seen during my many years is women tend to be harder on other women in the workplace. And so I firmly believe that our way to kind of reverse this tide for women in the workplace has to do with starting with mentoring, women mentoring other women.
Tish, I mean, those stats that you just mentioned are insane. It's hard to believe that it's 2022 and they're so low. But, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly on women mentoring other women. And you guys know I love Wikipedia. So Wikipedia defines female mentorship is the mentoring of women by women to further their career and develop their prospects. And sometimes a female mentor can be called a femtor. I've never heard that one before, but I thought I would throw that out too.
Yeah, Ellen. So here we are. Midsters are pretty much at the pinnacle of their careers. And I want us to challenge our listeners who are at those pinnacles of their career or on the upswing of those to start reaching out to find other women to mentor. I had the privilege of working for the Lash Group, which is a large component of AmerisourceBergen. Now, AmerisourceBergen is currently listed as number 8 on the Fortune 500. It was originally a company started by women and run mostly by women. It was such a unique company to work for, especially when it was under the leadership of Tracy Foster, one of the original creators of the company. And, you know, I just wanted to share how much mentoring changed my prospects and changed what my, you know, where I was able to go and how fast I was able to get there in my career. So I really want to share my own personal story of being mentored myself.
I'm excited to dive deeper into this subject, but before we get there, before we talk about why mentorship is so important between women, you know, Fitz, Tish, we got to dive into our obsessions. What do you got for me this week?
Okay. So I love dressing up. You know that. Like, I don't care how anyone else dresses. I love like just dressing up. But then there's the other half of me that I like to be very sporty. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm sporty, sometimes I feel kind of frumpy. So I really was seeking some type of sweatshirt. I know this sounds really silly, but some type of sweatshirt so I could still look a little stylish. And because I'm not that tall, because I'm only 5'5", you know, when I wear sweatshirts, they tend to be really long. And, you know, I get into that where it's half of my outfit. And they said, you shouldn't dress 50-50. Mm-hmm. You have to dress 1/3, 2/3 to make yourself look better. So I came across the most fantastic cropped sweatshirt jacket. Okay. So I went ahead and purchased it. I'm telling you, best $20 I've ever spent. It is so cute. It's shorter on my waist. So I look a little, you know, more put together, and I can actually feel okay about running errands and stuff in it. And it is so warm and soft. So that is my obsession as we're getting into these cool fall days.
Well, I have exactly the opposite problem of you because I'm 5'11 and I'm long waisted. So when I get a crop thing, it's kind of right below my boobs a lot of times. But I am going to try this sweatshirt because you have so highly recommended it to me. And I know you're probably wearing it to pickleball too, right?
I have been.
Well, I will definitely will put a link to it in our show notes. But this week, my obsession is oatmeal, specifically Bob's Red Mill oatmeal. I don't know if you know that brand. I think it's from Oregon, but it's always all natural and organic and so on. But I love to start my day, especially as these days get cooler, with oatmeal. And what I love about it is you can make it so many ways. You can put almond butter or pumpkin butter, or, you know, you can just go with blueberries or raspberries, nuts. And I add a little bit of protein powder to it so that I get that extra kick of protein in the morning. So hats off to oatmeal. I'll put a link. And you know what? They sell Bob's Red Mill even at Costco. So it's not some fancy brand that, you know, you have to go to a specialty store for.
Well, let me ask you, how do you make it? Do you have to cook it on the stove? Can you make it in your rice cooker? How do you prepare it?
Well, a lot of times I like to just do the overnight oats, you know, when it's hotter out, but I pop it in the microwave just for a minute and I add a little chia seed, some almond milk, a little protein powder, and then either frozen blueberries, organic berries, and maybe a few, you know, nuts that I have lying around. So that, or I love to put almond butter after I cook it as well. It makes it just taste great. So,
well, I was out apple picking and just picked up some pumpkin butter, which I'd never had before. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking maybe I need to make some of this and I have a use for my pumpkin butter.
Yes, we'd love to hear about it. So, you know, report back in.
Well, Ellen, we have both spent many years working and we've had our share of successes and challenges along the way. And, you know, when I look back at it, it's really kind of strikes me that women have been the ones who have helped me the most or have hurt me the most in my career. And from those experiences, I think I learned what kind of manager I wanted to be. And I got to tell you, for me, it was a bumpy road. You know, I challenge my listeners to really think about that and make sure that it's our duty to, once we figure it out, to pay it forward. I wish I had had mentors so much earlier on in my life. I think those missteps, those, you know, wrong selections, those maybe being hyper aggressive in the workplace, maybe I should have made those mistakes. So I want to challenge our listeners to really start thinking about who they can turn around and mentor. Mm-hmm. It's about time that women start helping women in the workplace. We are not the enemies of each other. We should not see it as our competition. It's our time to reach back and pull somebody else up.
Tish, I 100% agree. And I know you and I have had so many conversations about the fact that many women, regardless of their age, but especially younger women, don't even realize that the Equal Rights Amendment, ERA, never passed. So it's really incumbent on women to help level the playing field for women. We already face so many challenges toggling between family, work, career, right? We need to do whatever we can to help each other succeed. And that means not feeling threatened by each other, especially women coming up behind us and really helping them succeed.
Yeah. I think the best way to show how important this is really to share my experience, because I had such a phenomenal, I think, successful experience as being a mentee. Okay. So, I had spent years and, you know, working and kind of floundering, feel, you know, I switched my concentration of where my career was. And it wasn't until I got to AmerisourceBergen, who had this company culture of mentoring. Mm-hmm. So that's the first time I'd really become aware of it. So I really wanted to share kind of what worked about it for me and, you know, maybe start planting that seed with other people. And I just wanted to share, it wasn't until 2012, and I was 47 years old when I had my first mentor. And it was the turning point for my career at that point.
Wow. You know, it's funny. My story is very parallel to yours in a way, Tish. I really drifted through the first half of my career, although I've been in marketing, technology marketing, really since my mid-20s. But I just took whatever opportunity came my way. And the first time I had... it wasn't a mentor, it was a champion, somebody that I worked with who then went to other
companies. Ellen, I need to stop you right there. Yes. I think we need to explain to our listeners, what is the difference between a mentor and a champion?
Good point, Tish. You know, mentors are people that you talk to get advice, to have strategy. And either a champion or a sponsor is somebody that really talks to other people about you and promotes you within an organization or a community. So I think that's really important for women to know that there is a difference between
and we need
those
both.
Two.
We need both.
We need
so both. Go on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think that point was really important. So you need mentors. Those are the ones that work with you. It's an internal process with you.
That's right.
And then there's champions, and they're the ones that go out and promote you and push you forward in a much more visible way.
Right. Exactly. So I had a champion, and he was somebody that I had worked with early in my career at Oracle. And he really brought me to several companies and talked to a lot of other people about me. And, you know, after that, though, I did realize that I needed a mentor, but I was very late in my career. I was stalled at a director level. I had sought feedback from many different sources, but really, I got with this group of senior level women who were so powerful in helping me. They were so powerful in lifting me up and giving me confidence. And I learned a lot from them. And that is the group that helped me obtain my VP level job finally after 10 years of being stalled. So I wonder what could have happened if I had had this knowledge and opportunity when I was younger, just like you.
You know, I think I just want to kind of take a side note. I think you made a really critical point on the difference between getting a mentor and getting feedback from a mentor and getting feedback from your immediate bosses. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're reluctant to give you the cold, hard truth. But a mentor isn't your friend, isn't your buddy, doesn't have a, usually a direct impact on your day-to-day work. So mm-hmm. they can be a little bit more honest with their feedback to you. They're kind of removed, you know, it's kind of like going to a therapist versus going to your mm-hmm. best friends. Your best friends are still going to be tempered in their responses, and a counselor is going to be honest. So I'm going to say it's kind of like that. And again, another reason a mentor is important. So when I got my first mentor, I actually went to somebody who was several levels ahead of me in the company. And she was far enough above me that she was able to give me better perspectives on everything, whether it's career path, people, teams, company culture, all of it. She just had this bigger picture that where I was in my position, I could not see yet. So I was at this crossroads of my career. I had two different avenues for advancement that I could go down, and they were very different. And when I met with her, she'd asked me a lot of questions, what I liked, what I excelled at, just kind of getting to know me. And I'm telling her about these, you know, two different paths that I was considering. And it was funny because she gave me opportunities to go and sit with people in those positions currently.
Wow.
And when I came back, I told her, okay, this is the path that I picked. Mm-hmm. And I expected her to be like, oh, okay, like surprised. And she was like, yeah, I knew. And I was like, what do you mean you knew? She goes, I needed for you to see that for yourself. So, wow. And it was a powerful lesson to me that she wasn't there to tell me what to do. She was there to show me what to see.
Mm-hmm. I think yeah. that's really true, Tish, that mentors are there to help you with self-discovery, right? They're not there to make decisions. They're really kind of your guide to understanding and knowing more.
And I challenge anyone who goes to mentor somebody who's up and coming in their career to pull the reins back on making those type of decisions for somebody. You show them the paths and you let them pick their way. Okay. You don't want to be the decision maker because it's not your career.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. So she was able to do all kinds of things for me. She was able to introduce me to other managers at the company. She knew things about the people and the teams and the opportunities where she could see my skill set would thrive. Mm-hmm. She understood the company culture and its implications in ways I could not. And she would make suggestions on things I should read, things that would challenge me and advance me in my career.
You know, it's true. I mean, a good mentor has to wear many hats. They play the part of sometimes a teacher, an advisor, an agent, a role model, a coach, and really a confidant. And your mentor in that case was able to give you a big picture view of your organization that you couldn't see at that point of your career or where you sat in the company, right? So that type of relationship could save you years of struggling just in the networking alone. But take us back. Tell us how you got your first mentor, Tish.
Well, the company had sent an email out about register to get a mentor. And I thought, okay, so I did. And I didn't hear anything back. Well, I had heard later that they had so many responses from that request that there was no way to fill the demand. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I did what I think a lot of people do and a lot of people did with me later was mm-hmm. I asked my direct manager to be my mentor. Mm-hmm. And she so wisely told me no.
Right.
And at first I was taken aback. And she said, she goes, you need somebody who is beyond my position. You need somebody who's a couple levels up. And she also pointed out to me, you already have access to me. I realized right. later she was one of my champions, but mm-hmm. she wasn't to be my mentor. So,
right. I mean, what a great suggestion by her for you to go out of your direct team, widen your contacts, and That's a great networking tip as well. You know, your direct managers, you want them to be more like your champions, just like you said, and your mentor helps you in many different ways. I wanted to just bring up at my current company that we have things called coffee chats, and you can sign up to get matched with any number of people within the company. And then you have a 30-minute chat over a cup of coffee, most of the time over Zoom. But again, I think those programs can be overwhelmed with requests, and really taking it into your own hands is a good thing.
But I like that, because sometimes people who have a lot to offer are afraid to make a permanent commitment of time. Mm-hmm. And a mentor, you have to make a commitment of your time. Something like that, I almost look at it like speed dating.
Yes. No, it's
going
true.
And boom, you know, in 8 minutes, yeah, you're going to, you know, but, you know, so maybe you can't take on a mentor like full on, but maybe you can reach out to somebody who's younger and say, let's have coffee for 30 mm-hmm. minutes,
yep,
you know, and then give them the ins and outs. But, so my manager had made several suggestions of people who she thought would be, you know, good mentors for me, mm-hmm. but she warned me. She said, and again, remember, I had a company that the culture was about mentoring, mm-hmm. but she said that the really good mentors need to know that you're serious. They get inundated with requests. She said, you're going to have to keep asking. They're not going to be like, oh yeah, sure. She said, you need to show them that you're serious. So that's what I did. I said, okay, let me start.
So how long did it take, and how did you ask her to be your mentor?
Well, since I had never met her personally, I sent her an email telling her that I was looking for a mentor. I let her know who my current manager was that suggested that, you know, we might be a good fit. That way, if she wanted to call my manager and ask questions about me, she could. And 2 weeks went by and I didn't hear a thing. Uh-huh. And I thought, okay, yeah, I said about the persistent thing my manager told me. So I sent her another email. I told her a little bit more mm-hmm. about myself, and it was crickets. So I waited a little, like I think it was another couple weeks, and I sent her a third email, and I outlined some of my goals at the company. I mentioned some of the positions that I had applied for and hadn't even gotten interviews for, you know, so I was showing her a little bit about more about myself, and also what I was trying, you know, what positions I was trying to go for and the roadblocks mm-hmm. I was, you know, running into.
Okay. So at that point, you're three emails in, you keep telling her more about yourself. Was the third time the charm?
Well, no.
Okay.
So now I'm about 2.5 months into this process. I've sent a fourth email. I still don't hear anything, but I do see that she's going to be at this company event. She's going to be one of the speakers. And so I attended. Uh-huh. And afterwards, I went up to her. I introduced myself. I didn't say anything about like, I'm the one that's like pestering you by email. I just introduced myself and who I was and what team I was on. Mm-hmm. And I think I mentioned something real quick about the presentation, something that she had mentioned in the presentation. And I just went on my way.
And do you think it dawned on her who you were at that point?
You know, she didn't let on at that time that she at all recognized who I was or didn't say anything. I found out later that, yes, she said she knew exactly who I was when I came up. So I went back to my manager and I said, look, I have sent four emails. I have stalked her at this thing. I think I'm just being a pest. I don't think this is working. And she encouraged me. Be persistent. Mm-hmm. So I sent lucky number email 5 and I finally got a meeting planner. So she didn't even respond to the email. She mm-hmm. just sent up a 30-minute meeting. And of And I jumped right on it and said, yes.
Oh, man, what a story. You must have been excited and nervous. You know, I think if I were going to take time out of my busy schedule to mentor someone, I agree, I'd really need to know if they were taking it seriously, you know, because you're putting so much time into it as a mentor.
Absolutely. And, you know, I still didn't know exactly sure what this relationship was going to do, what were my responsibilities as a mentee? Mm-hmm. What could I expect from her? And again, I went back to my manager and I said, how do I prepare for this meeting? You know, I want to make the most of these 30 minutes. You know, it took me forever to get this. And she said, you know, go in prepared. That was really her only advice. Go in prepared. So I had a list of the jobs I had applied for and never got interviews. I had a list of the jobs that I was still wanting to apply to and that I would talk to her about. And it was so funny because as we talked about this, she said, you're all over the place.
Oh.
She goes, do you even know what you want? And it surprised me, mm-hmm. because I had gotten advice from someone else that said, apply for everything. But she was telling me something about my company culture. And I listened, mm-hmm. and I never knew this. She said, you don't want to get labeled as being unfocused and not serious. And you don't want to be labeled as, oh yeah, that's the girl that applies for everything. And what was funny was years later, when I was in the position to be on a hiring panel,
mm-hmm.
don't I hear those exact words out of somebody I was working with that said, when they saw somebody's name come up for an interview, they said, oh, she applies for everything. And they totally discounted what she was trying to do. And I went, oh, I remember those words. I remember someone saying those words about me, to me.
That's a great story. And I mean, it just really shows that mentors can be instrumental in helping you or us, or, you know, just see that broader perspective and teach us aspects of company culture that we may not have figured out yet, or might, you know, take you 5 years to understand. So they can really give an insider's look at what would otherwise take those years and really help you cut that time down.
Yeah. So kind of the next step for me, it was my mentor, like I had said, had scheduled for me to meet with two people that were doing jobs that I was considering. And this really helped me to be able to figure out what path was, you know, the best one for me. She encouraged me to take additional steps in my process to go and visit the people on those teams so I could really get to know them and they could get to know me. Mm-hmm. You know, was the team dynamic one I wanted to be involved in? And once they knew me, they could go and champion me to the manager. Yeah, hire her. Mm-hmm. It also really showed that I was that much more serious, that I would take the time to go and meet people on the team, ask to do a sit-in to, you know, to see kind of what they do. So that was, again, that was another invaluable piece that I didn't know was a common practice at my company.
It's like your mentor was opening doors for you at every turn. And isn't that what the relationship is all about? You know, they're teaching, they're opening doors, they're coaching, they're even acting as your agent.
Yeah. Yeah. So once I landed this job, it was really interesting because my mentor, she was moving into a very different aspect of the company, right? And she mm-hmm. basically said, that's it. We're done. Go find yourself another mentor. And I was like, what? We're breaking up, right? But it was really, again, another valuable lesson to me is mm-hmm. once you get from your mentor everything that they can give you, it's okay to move on. It's not mm-hmm. cheating. A mentor is not a lifelong relationship. It should get you to a different point. And later, I had a mentor who was a vice president at my company. She's at the top, besides, you know, the CEO, mm-hmm. she was at the top. And she was very young. And she said, I've run out of mentors at my company because I'm at the top of the pyramid now. And she was looking outside the company for a mentor. And it really spoke volumes to me of that relationship should never end. Keep finding somebody else who can push you and give you different perspective and stuff like that. So it's not a one and done experience. So when I saw this woman who was listed as the top 30 in Charlotte under 30, her name was Honora Gabriel. I was like, wow, that spoke a lot, that she still, even at the top of her career so young, was still seeking mentorship. So yeah, that spoke a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really speaks to me about why we midsters need to mentor younger women too. So did you go from being a mentee to a mentor? And can you tell us about it, Tish?
Yeah, I actually did. I've mentored quite a few people while I was at America. I was very open to it because it had opened so many doors for me. I'm a pay it forward kind of girl all day long. And so I really felt this deep desire to pay it back and mentor. I've mentored both men and women, but mentoring women just has this deeper meaning for me because I feel we are held to such a higher standard in the workplace. Men can make mistakes that they can quickly overcome in their careers. And women can make the same exact mistake. And it is like an anchor around their neck that they can't get from under. So I think for women, it's so important to have really good mentors along the way.
Yeah, I completely agree. And right now I am mentoring three women and they are all younger than me. One is even in her early 20s. So I cannot stress the importance enough. But it's clear what a mentee gets out of the relationship. But tell me a little bit what you got out of mentoring.
You know, I know it's going to sound super, super corny, but there is just something about having so much, getting so much more out of giving than receiving. But it was interesting. I was in this leadership training program at the same company. And this one girl had reached out to me, and she always did when she was looking to post for a new position, trying to get a promotion. Yeah. That's when I would hear from her. And I was discussing that with my other people who I was in this program with. And the one guy in the program said, oh, why do you even bother? They're just using you. And I said, it was shocking to his reaction to me. And I said, we're not buddies. Like, we're friendly, but this isn't somebody I'm going to call and go have dinner with on the weekends. This is somebody who respects where I've gotten to in the company. She knows that she can come to me and it's confidential and I can give her, not that she has to follow what I'm doing, but that this is the time that she comes to me. She comes for me for very specific mentor responsibility. And that's what it is. It's the giving back without expecting anything in return. It's the giving back. It's the building up of another woman to be successful in the company that I know that she's going to turn around and do that for other women too.
And it can be it could be where and when she needs it. Right? It's not about you.
And that's what you have to have, that separation of, you know, understanding that you're getting something out of the relationship, but it's more about a feel good kind of thing, a more of a pay, like pay it forward. But what that mentor does for a mentee is just phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal. And I think more women need to participate in this with other women. We have to level this playing field out there for other women. We have to, you know, that statistic that we started with, you know, 41 out of 500 Fortune 500 companies. I mean, come on. We are half of the workforce. We need to not stop until we're 250.
Agreed. Okay, so there are so many characteristics that make a good mentor. We've kind of touched on a few of them, but I think what we want to do is you and I picked our combined top five. So these are things that we believe a female mentor should strive for. Why don't you go first?
Yes. So these are the things that you should strive for to be as a mentor yourself. Or yep. If you're a mentee looking for somebody, these are the things you should look for or tell your daughters to look for, you know. Mm-hmm. So you want somebody who's knowledgeable and has an enthusiasm about sharing their expertise. They have to want to impart their knowledge, and they're already successful in their own careers. That to me is top.
Mm-hmm. For me, I really feel like, you know, they need to be able to give constructive feedback, to be honest and candid, and, you know, allow your mentee to perhaps fail at times to kind of, you know, understand how things are. I think that's really important, that they don't need to sugarcoat things. Got to be direct.
Absolutely. Like you were saying, you had asked for feedback so many times. Mm-hmm. And I think people held back on you because they continue to have to work with you.
That's right. And I just want to share one piece of feedback that I got one time, which was that I was too nice. The perception was that I was too nice. And I think women hear this all the time, and it really made me mad. But I had to dig deep and think about, can I be nice and successful? What is my perception out there? It was very direct feedback.
Do you ever think a guy ever heard that?
Hell no.
No. Someone doesn't even think in those terms, but we have to let go of all that stuff mm-hmm. and deal with what we have right now.
That's you know? Right. What's next, Tish?
So for me, it's about the ability to network. You want a mentor, or you want to be that mentor that knows your network, that mm-hmm. knows the resources, that you can teach company culture. Mentors can show you shortcuts and make introductions for you that could take years without their help.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I mean, for me, the next one is that they really need to be able to assist with kind of what I would call the socio-political navigation, or that company culture, really to be able to inform of different professional development opportunities based on that knowledge.
Absolutely. Those company cultures are so subtle sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And again, that can save you years at a company. Yes. And I'm going to say the last one is making very clear, defined roles and responsibilities to help establish short-term and long-term goals. I can't even say it. So you want somebody who can work with you. What are your short-term goals? And let's see what that's going to look like. What are your long-term goals? And let's mm-hmm. see what that's going to look like. And they can help to start prioritizing your career plan.
Excellent. You know, women still face so many issues in the workplace. There's gender income inequality. You know, we make about 20% less on the average than our male counterparts. This work-life balance, especially as a midster, you may be taking care of elderly parents, you're a working mother, there's a gender bias and stereotype, there's advancement barriers, and there's harassment. That could be a whole other show, right?
Absolutely. So kind of like to sum everything up, as midsters, I so heartedly believe that we have an obligation to mentor and support other women in the workplace, to aid in their personal development, to build their confidences up, to guide them through the challenges so they can advance in their careers. I believe that mentoring is the top strategy to help close this gender gap in business and leadership.
Mm-hmm. Excellent summation, Tish. All right, midsters, till next time.
Till next time, midsters.
The Positively Midlife podcast will drop every Wednesday. Become part of our tribe of women excited to thrive in midlife. Like, subscribe, and follow us wherever you listen, and invite your friends along. Until next time, have a great week.